CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 11th of April 2021. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB patron Silent Key. Friendship on the air. RSGB online AGM. It is with great sadness that we heard that the Radio Society of Great Britain's patron, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, KGKT, died on Friday the 9th of April. He was the RSGB's patron from 1952 and joined the Society on several occasions. These included special event stations, anniversary events and exhibitions, and in 1988 he attended the 75th anniversary convention at the NEC. After touring the display of amateur equipment throughout the ages, he exchanged a short greetings message with Windsor Castle. His opening address was included in a special edition of GB2RS that was carried live from the NEC. The Duke of Edinburgh's continuing commitment to help young people to develop new skills was demonstrated through the message he sent on the occasion of YOTA 2017. "I'm delighted," he said, "to have this opportunity to welcome everyone who is participating in the Radio Society of Great Britain's youth event Youngsters on the Air 2017. The skills involved in amateur radio are a valuable foundation for careers in science, technology, engineering and maths. I hope that all those taking part in this event will gain valuable experience for their chosen career. And I wish all participants a very enjoyable week and trust that the friendships formed will last long after the conclusion of the camp. Our thoughts are with Her Majesty the Queen and the whole royal family at this sad time." The RSGB has launched the Friendship on the Air Award to support the radio amateur community as restrictions lift over the coming months. There will be monthly and annual awards for individuals, clubs and high-scoring clubs in each region. The point system is simply to encouragement to get on the air, represent your club and have a proper chat with radio amateurs across the airwaves. The award is part of the RSGB and NHS Get On The Air To Care campaign and links with the chosen theme of Home But Never Alone for this year's World Amateur Radio Day. To find out how to take part, see the RSGB site. The RSGB is holding its AGM online this year on Saturday the 24th of April. The event will include the formal AGM business and a presentation by John Rogers, M0JAV, on the new EMF license regulations. If you're an RSGB member, you can submit written questions for board directors in advance through a form on the AGM web pages on the RSGB's website. We're saying farewell to a couple of our long-standing newsreaders. Tony, G1JPV, has decided to stand down and we would like to thank him for his dedication to GB2RS. We're also saying goodbye to Colin, G3ISB/DJ0OK, a stalwart of the 40-metre broadcast from Germany, alongside Gunter, M0DXM/DJ2XB. Thank you, Colin, for your work on behalf of other amateurs. We wish both Tony and Colin all the best for the future. Two new GB2RS news broadcasters begin this weekend. Mick, MI0HOZ, will transmit over the Brandmeister DMR network using Talk Group TG2354, time slot 2 at 12 noon each Sunday. The transmission is being made via 5 interlinked DMR repeaters in Northern Ireland. Thank you to the repeater keepers who have kindly granted permission for this. George, MM0JNL, is starting a new service for the Scottish Borders and Northumberland from his station near Berwick-on-Tweed. The broadcast starts at 12 noon on FM on 145.525 MHz. A reminder that tonight at 8 will be at 8 p.m. this Monday the 12th of April. Alan, W2AEW, will give an introduction to VNAs and nano VNAs. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel. For more information about all the Tonight at 8 webinars, go to the RSGB pages. The Micro Hams Digital Conference 2021 will be held on Saturday the 24th of April. There are plans for a section on free DV by Walter Holmes, K5WH. Please check microhams.com for updates on the programme and how to join. World Amateur Radio Day is on the 18th of April, and EDR Denmark's National Society is sponsoring the 5P Zero Ward Award. Stations in Europe qualify for a gold award by contacting 12 different 5P0 Ward stroke XX stations on at least four different bands. The XX denotes a different extended suffix to the main call sign. For silver, it's 10 different 5P0 Ward stroke XX stations on at least three bands, and for bronze, contact six different stations or at least three different bands. You will have until the end of the year to apply. More at qrz.com under 5P0WARD. Now for DX News, Joe9H5JO will be on the air at weekends during April from Malta between 1200 and 1300 UTC each weekend. He'll be listening specifically for Foundation licensees on or close to 14.268 MHz. This could be a really good opportunity to get Malta in your logbook. Rude PG1R will be active as PG96WARD until the 30th of April to celebrate World Amateur Radio Day. He operates RTI PSK and SSB. QSL via PG1R, either direct or via the Bureau, and Logbook of the World or Log Search on Club Log. Members of Radio Club Henares will be active as EH4WRD between the 12th and 18th of April, also celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, QSL via EA4RCH. JW1I is the club call sign for the meteorological station on Bear Island, EU027 Svalbard. The operator is Erling, JW-LB2PG, who is expected to stay there until the 15th of May, QSL via the Bureau. Special event news celebrating the 83rd birthday of Antonio, CU8AS, special call sign CQ83AS, will be aired between the 13th and 19th of April from Flores Island, EU089, that's in the Azores, QSL via HB9CRV. Between 0600 UTC on the 14th and 2200 UTC on the 17th of April, two special call signs will be operating in Israel. 4X73XX and 4Z73XX will be on the air, where the XX includes the two last letters of the call sign for each operator. QSL cards will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Now for contest news, with different parts of the UK having different lockdown rules, please be sure to follow your relevant local and national restrictions. Today, Sunday the 11th, is a busy day for contests. The first 50 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC and uses all modes. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. UK Microwave Group second low band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Running from 1000 to 2100 UTC, the Worked All Britain Data Contest uses the 3.5 to 14 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square. Note this contest has two sessions. Also today, the first Rolo contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, SSB only on the 80 meter band, the exchange of signal report and locator received. On Monday, the CW leg of the 80 meter club championships takes place between 1900 and 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday, 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. That's followed by the all mode 432 megs activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had another week with poor sunspot numbers, although we started the week with sunspot number of 11, representing one spot in one group. It didn't take long for this to decline, and we were back to zero spots again and a solar flux index of 76. What we did have, however, were the effects of a high-speed stream from a coronal hole, which sent the KP index up to 5 during the afternoon of Wednesday the 7th. This was relatively short-lived, though, and the KP index was back to 1 by Thursday morning. The pre-auroral event enhancement saw MUFs climb to above 21 megs on Wednesday, which saw some DX being worked via FT8 on 15 metres. Otherwise, the DX attention has been on the Russian Z92RU de-expedition to Mozambique. This has been worked by UK amateurs on all bands from 160 metres to 15, and the propagation prediction engine at predtest.uk shows that your best chance of working them is 1600 to 1800 UTC on 30, 20 and 17 metres. They've also been worked on the low bands in the late evening and early hours. They're currently due to dismantle their station on Tuesday the 13th of April, so don't delay if you want a C92 in the log. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain at around 70 to 72, with a maximum KP index of 2. As of Thursday, there were no obvious coronal holes rotating into view, which bodes well for HF propagation over the next few days. Let's hope it continues until the end of the week. Now for VHF and up, this weekend we start the period with a wintry theme to the weather, especially in the north, and a longer period of rain, sleet or snow over the downs in the south. That means it's rain scatter story for Gigs bands again. The models diverge after midweek when one evolution brings an area of high pressure in from the west, while the other sticks with the unsettled showery theme. This means that the coming week is largely a rain scatter option with an outsider chance of a new high in the second half of the week for a hint of tropo. The tropo, f5len.org maps, show no tropo over the UK until this coming Friday, when conditions look promising over the sea path from the north of Scotland up to the Faroe Islands. As mentioned last week, we're getting closer to the next sporadic e-station, so the usual message to check 10 metres and 6 metres for signs of activity, especially on the digital modes. Moon declination is positive again, so peak moon elevations and visibility windows will increase as the week progresses. The moon reaches apogee on Wednesday, so path losses will begin to fall from then. We're slowly coming out of the annual meteor activity minimum, with the April Lyrids starting to ramp up to their peak on the 22nd. Already there are signs of more meteor reflections being reported. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, they write, and it's also goodbye from me until next week also.